in just a second. Karen, this film, it's already got an Oscar nomination for Best Foreign Language Film and probably one of the most emotive films, I think, quite some time.
Yes, it is. It's unusual for this director, actually, to be taking this kind of subject matter, although he likes to deal a lot with dark and shade, as we're dealing with here. It is incredibly emotive, and I think that the main performance by Bardem is pretty astonishing, the fact that he is a very physical actor. And, in fact, he has played a wheelchair-bound character before in Almodovar movie, so he has had some experience with this.
The film itself... Do you think it, well, obviously it's all about euthanasia, but I know as film critics, you're very keen to look for other themes. I thought, there's a couple of love stories in here as well. This is a movie that's about denial of love, isn't it?
It is pretty much, and I think, obviously a lot of the characters are compressed because, you know, he's only got 2 hours to work with, but it is definitely a love story, and it's a love story about what people see in love, and when we fall in love with someone, what we want to get out of it. And I think that those are, there's so much in this movie, it's really difficult to kind of hive them all off, but I think love and life certainly intertwined.
Your attitudes to, let's get to the issue then, your attitudes towards euthanasia. Are you pro or against?
Well, I'm trained as a philosopher. That's before I became a film critic, that's what I was. And I've done some biomedical ethics, by no means a great deal. But I think it is very important to clarify how you feel about life. And if you feel that life should be preserved under any circumstances, you're going to have a different opinion. Personally, I think if it's your life and you're absolutely miserable and nothing can change your mind, and you really, really, for whatever reason that might be, want to be out of it, then I think that that is your prerogative. That said, there are plenty of examples where people have been injured or incapacitated or incredibly depressed, and yet by holding off a few months or a few years, things have changed.